Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's right. Welcome in. We are live in downtown Toronto, a Raptors home game.
No,
host to the Detroit Pistons.
No, big game, by the way.
All right.
The champs are in town, Toronto. The champs are in town, but it is Super Friday, I guess, right? Leading up to Super Sunday, and we'll get to our picks. And I'm not. This isn't for theater or anything. I felt this for a while, that the Chiefs are going to stomp the living hell out of the 49ers. And the little bogey kid, he's all bright and bushy. He thought all like Green Bay last 2 weeks ago and everything. And he said, no, those 49ers, they're ready to go, Jimmy G. And I hate, please don't put much money on it, please.
No, I actually don't think I'm going to touch it at all.
Okay, good,
but
good. Yeah.
If I did,
oh, God.
But I'm not going to. But if I did.
But don't.
It'll be on the 49ers. And we both can give our little spin on it. We'll do that coming up, say, 6:32 as we lead you to Red Wing Hockey at 6:40.
But big game, yeah.
A lot of stuff going on today. A lot of reports. You can call them erroneous. You can call them whatever you want. Of course, there's the stuff on Tua Tagovailoa that apparently his family got word that maybe the Lions might be interested at three. And they were very quick to kibosh that in the Miami Herald.
And let's apologize. I have a feeling to his family.
They've been listening?
Has been listening to our show.
Yeah.
And people say, no, we don't want him. His hip is broken. No.
Or maybe they're reading DebtNews.com in your wonderful column, basically advocating for Tua.
I wanted Tua, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, dear, they really are trying to get you up there. No, not my little baby Tua.
You also have the, what kind of goes along, you know, with those lines, because if the Lions are going to take Tua Tagovailoa, obviously that means something would be going on with Matthew Stafford. Now, I want to read for you a few tweets here. Obviously, we don't necessarily know where these are coming from. We don't know the source, although you never really do. But Omar Kelly, who has
been... Let's make this clear. These are new little tidbits from different people. And we don't want to, like, belabor, like, Stafford, Tua. But with each successive day, and now there's another twist with Stafford that it lends validity to it, doesn't it? Or are we just getting caught up in the firestorm 3 months before?
Well, let's read a couple of these
tweets,
okay?
Omar Kelly,
Sun Sentinel down in Florida, sent out a few tweets earlier today. One was in response to basically a question asking, okay, so are the Lions going to be a threat here? Are they actually going to be interested in Tua? Kelly tweeted the following. The Lions are, all caps, without a doubt, a threat. They will either take Tua for themselves or trade the pick to get a Tua's ransom. I like how he said that. That's the word on the street, and these streets don't lead me astray. Odd wording, and it makes you think that, you know what, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
No, it makes you think he's throwing crap against the wall, but that's okay. We all do.
He then followed up with a quote tweet of his tweet. Is that getting too technical for you?
No,
are you okay? Okay.
Yeah,
stating the following. Complicating this for the Lions is the Stafford-Patricia relationship, which I'd heard from these streets. I can't handle it. Is an issue. Everyone will deny it, but Stafford might.
Whoa.
What is this guy writing? Force his way out of Detroit because he sees the end coming. I've heard New England is a possibility there.
New England always comes up when it comes to Stafford. You know, will Patricia do a solid for his boy Belichick? So that part isn't new. The Patricia-Stafford possible strained relationship, I totally buy that. I do. And I've bought it for a while. And remember we've discussed, like, well, no, but he can't be just because he stayed here all this time. Why would I say, okay, but things change.
Mm-hmm.
He's had the broken back thing. And there was a lot of discord or disconnect on whether or not he should go on IR last season. And he didn't until, what, the last week or the last 2 weeks? And they finally did. So he was clearly fighting it. You want a deep, dark conspiracy theory? You want a
I love deep, conspiracy
you
theories.
You want a deep, I mean, no. This is the dark web of conspiracy theories.
Am I going to have to change my pants again?
The dark
I'm running out of pants today.
Web, okay?
Okay, I got to do a lot of laundry this weekend.
It's always been like, we can debate, that debate we've had and we don't need to, Tua, will he be healthy? I don't know, he's going to get hurt again, and whatever. There's no doubt his talent.
Tua or not?
Yeah.
Tua, yeah.
His talent is not debatable. But the fact that he's had injuries is not debatable either. So let's set that aside. Now it's been to the Stafford thing. And like, oh, Stafford would never leave. Martha would never leave her beloved face of the her beloved face of the franchise leave. Why would he do that? The contract is too big. There's no way he would leave. And then I got to thinking.
Yeah, get to the fun part. Okay.
There was that early in the season that when he's yelling, trust me, when they had the first down and they called timeout. Then there was the IR thing. Really weird to the point where the Lions were so finagling it, they got fined and everything else. Here's my deep web conspiracy. What if the Lions just wanted to shut him down for the rest of the year, you know, whatever, improve their, but also wanted to remove him from the equation, and Stafford fought so hard to play again the rest of the year because he felt that they were preparing to move on from him, and he felt he needed to get out on the field, prove he was healthy, so they can't, because that's the path they could take to Martha. They could say, "He said we had to sit him out the last half of last year. You know, it's you can't really, we're ready to move on." And he didn't want that to be the narrative. He didn't want, oh, wounded Stafford, they're finally ready to move on him. He wanted to go out there and show either the next team
that he's fine.
That he's fine. And that's my theory, is that that discord was not about, you know, oh, I just want to be a competitive guy and win a meaningless game. The same thing, Kerryon Johnson. You don't think Kerryon Johnson was like, boy, that Bo Scarborough looks pretty good, and they seem to like him. You don't think Stafford knows, boy, we're going to have a really high draft pick, and who knows, they might want their own. I have a feeling that he has been wrestling with this in his mind, that they may be wanting to move on from him. Screw you, then I'll move on myself. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136.
Throw that question out there.
That's dark webbish, isn't it? Do you buy what Woji just threw against the wall, and it's sliding out a little bit, but not all the way, that maybe indeed Stafford recognizes that the Lions have wandering eyes? They interviewed Danny Dimes before the draft last year, and that he was the one that wanted to play to prove he was still valuable, and because they didn't let him do it, there is a rift with him and Patricia, and that's going to precipitate him leaving town.
See, this is just...
Wow, give me a mic to drop.
This is beautiful.
Give me a mic. Give me a mic.
And this is the perfect way to go into the weekend and have a few, you know, drinks tonight and just really relax and enjoy, because I love that. And that falls in line with, you know, really what I've been saying, I think, for a while. My belief is, and we'll never know this, was that it behooved Patricia and Quinn to shut Stafford down for the rest of the season because it was their built-in excuse to obviously get a high draft pick, but also to just say, well, it was out of our control. You know, we didn't have Stafford for the rest of the season.
But it didn't behoove Stafford.
It didn't.
No.
I totally agree. I mean, that both of those things can go hand in hand. And I do wonder, too, like if, okay, whether or not it was Quinn and Patricia who initiated it, whether or not it was Stafford, fine. But Stafford has been here, what, 11 years? Hasn't been able to win anything, has gone through a million different coaches, has gone through, you know, everything you could possibly go through, right? And has never been able to win. I do wonder if he, you know, wonders whether or not he could actually go into a different situation, a better situation, and win, and if
he
wants to explore that.
How could he not wonder? I mean, you may think he's a robot because he doesn't really say much, but he's not a robot. And here's one more layer to it that adds to it.
Boy, you are firing today. I love this.
How often do we say, and we've had this conversation, why do the Lions, like, they're so compelled just to back Stafford publicly? Like, no, we're blessed to have him. He's our guy. We're blessed to have him. Doesn't it seem over the top? Doesn't it seem like there's an ulterior motive? Don't you think the ulterior motive is, we've pissed him off. We know he's grumbling. And we cannot in any way, shape, or form throw him under the bus publicly. And that's why they go over the, like no other player, they go over the top. He's our guy. Oh, yeah, of course, he'll be great. He's wonderful. That adds to my theory that they know there's a disconnect and they don't want it to be public because then that ruins trade possibilities.
All right. Do you buy into this? Do you buy what Wojo is throwing out there and presenting for you? 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Let me ask you this, though, really quick here. And we'll get to some phone calls coming up. What is the excuse? Say they do, say 2 months from now, breaking news on ESPN, Adam Schefter, Matthew Stafford has been traded to the Raiders. Matthew Stafford has been traded to the Patriots, whoever. What is Bob Quinn? He gets up to the podium. What is he saying about why they made that move? Is it just we saw a quarterback that could be there at the top of the draft?
That's the only thing he can float and not be laughed at. Because how could you go from wildly supporting Stafford to we are ready to move on? Tua is their exit strategy. It's the only one that works, right?
Wow.
You can't say, we're going to do it for cap relief. What do you mean, cap relief? You guys supposedly have to win pretty quickly, right? That's the only reason.
Supposedly.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.